Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Okay. Enough of Mr. Barry White. You all know how I do every show. That is my Down South theme song music. Okay, it gets me in the right vibration to bring you some awesome, awesome energy, some awesome information, and just some great company this evening. This is your one and only Miss Latoya Byrd. Let me go ahead and give my own plug. because I am definitely getting back on track. A lot of things been happening since Irma. But this show must go on. Just to give you guys a update, Good News Ghouls will be dropping this month and doing a back-to-back, getting ready for our November issue. But we will be dropping an October issue. So many things, like I said, has transpired as a result of that bad bee named Irma. Okay, she was a bad beauty out there, tearing up everything. But nonetheless, Good News Ghouls is definitely coming together this issue. A lot of new contributing writers, a lot of things to report and showcase. So I'm looking forward to, you know, getting that out to you all and expanding as a brand in our community and just, you know, putting the pedal to the metal when it comes to moving forward. So for anybody out there who has a project, who's doing things, shout out to you, and just stay the course. All right. So we have a dope show lined up for you this evening, and we want you to go ahead and take a moment to text, tweet, forward, share this information with the people in your phone, with the people who you follow or who follow you. It's ilovedownsouth.com. Get them on the line so that they can hear some of these amazing things that are happening down here. All right. So first up, we have a special guest that's going to be joining us before we bring on our feature organization of the evening. And I had the pleasure of meeting this young lady last week, her whole team, and I was blown away and impressed and wanted them to be a part of tonight's flow. And they'll actually be featured next week. All right. And so I want to say that for those of you that are out there networking in the community, making a name for yourself, letting your work speak for you, keep doing that because others are watching. And this is actually how the connection between myself and this organization that I'm going to bring on first That's how we even, you know, came to know each other, because other people were referring us to each other at the same dang time. You hear me? So that's what's so beautiful. So without even, you know, intentionally, you know, doing so, we kind of just ended up crossing each other's path. And when I learned about CMB Visions Unlimited, I was blown away with what they're doing. So I have none other than Miss Sabrina Vargas, who will be representing the CMB family. Miss Vargas, how are you?
Hi, Miss Victoria. Hey, beautiful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being on the show tonight. I want you to feel at home. I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to feel at home. And most importantly, right now, what I would like for you to do is just introduce yourself and what role you play at CMB Visions Unlimited. And then if you could tell us, you know, what does CMB stand for, and give the listeners a little taste of what your organization is all about. So who is Sabrina Vargas?
Awesome. Okay, well, I work in an administrative team, so I'm basically behind the scenes and I'm in the office during the day. And then I also do a little bit of outreach, and that's how I was able to contact you. And I am also a team leader for our life skills program, our team life skills program. It's a free after-school program that we bring our teens out here and we teach them college readiness, we teach them life skills, we teach them entrepreneurship, we have field trips once a month with them, basically getting them off the streets, showing them that there's more to life than just what they know of.
Absolutely.
So that's my role at CMB.
Okay. So what actually does CMB stand for?
Well, no, CMB, if anyone's wondering what it stands for, it does not stand for Cash Money Boys, okay? CMB stands for Cultivating Minds of Brilliance.
Cultivating Minds of Brilliance. Get it right, folks.
Yes.
She said Cultivating Minds of Brilliance. So for the adults out there, if you notice that whatever you're doing isn't cultivating a mind of brilliance, you might want to remix, or you might want to get with Miss Sabrina Vargas and definitely get your youth involved in an enrichment program where they can, you know, have a chance and get the blueprint for success, get the blueprint for personal development, because that's what I hear when I hear you speak, Ms. Vargas, about your program. I know you guys have some special things coming up. Could you tell us a little bit about your upcoming gala?
Yes, our program gets trusted by the Children's Trust. So there's going to be an expo at the fair, at the youth fair, that's going to come up. And on top of that, we're having our first annual gala, our CMB gala, November 4th. It's right around the corner, and it's for fundraising. It's a Hollywood theme. Gowns, you have to wear your beautiful gowns, and men in their suit and tie, or else we're not letting you in. No, but it's going to be a fun event. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be a lot of entertainment, and not only that, but we're going to actually be talking more and more profound about what CMB really is. We've been around for 16 years, and what we're doing for the community and the resources that we have. And basically,
Absolutely. Our gala
is going to be to fundraise, and that money obviously is going to go to help continue to helping us out, since we're a nonprofit organization, to be continuing to giving supplying the children, the families with what they need. You know, as we keep on growing, we have to get more staff members, more team members, not staff, more team members that are are putting their hearts, their time, even their own money into this. So the fundraising, the gala, it's going to go a long way, and I know that God is going to be blessing us.
Well, I look forward to it. Guys, mark your calendars for November 4th. CMB Visions will be having their first Hollywood-themed gala to raise funds for their program.
I'm sorry. We're actually on Eventbrite, so you can just go on Eventbrite and just put CMB Visions gala. And our tickets are there, and our tickets can also be bought by our team members. We all have paper tickets as well.
And if you guys are listening, you could definitely chime in next week because we will have the whole entire CMB crew on the line. We'll have some of their teams giving testimonies. We'll have some of their teen advisors and instructors that work with their teens, and prayerfully we'll have their CEO and founder on the line. I know they're scheduled to be out of town, but we're going to see if we can get them to chime in. So definitely check out CMB Visions. Check out their website. But they will all be here featured next week on ILoveDownSouth.com. Okay, thank you. Ms. Vargas, and what is your website?
Our website is cmbvisions.org. It's also, you can find us on Facebook, CMB Visions Unlimited, Inc. You can also find us on Twitter, on Instagram, CMB Visions Unlimited. You can call us in at 786-650-2930. Again, that's 786-650-2930. With any questions, any concerns, we are all there, as you saw, able to help.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, here in the Down South area, I know one of the complaints or concerns is that there are a lot of programs going on up north, but there are not a lot of different programs, being matched down south. So what I have to say to my Down Southers, if I could say that, from a Down South folks, listen up. There are a lot of great things going on right underneath our nose. CMB Visions Unlimited is right here, headquarter office, right here in Perrine, doing satellite services all over Down South. You all want to get in on the Good News Ghouls community calendar that we're constructing. If you're an organization out there doing something, got something going on, it needs to be not only within your network, but you need to chime into others' networks. And that's why we found it, perfect timing for us to put this community calendar together. That will be something ongoing. So whenever you're the organizations that are out there, you have something going on, let's put it on the calendar. You don't have something going on, that means get something going on, okay? So you can put it on the calendar, and so the community can know where these assets are at. We can actually do an asset map, as Mr. Ed Hanna always encourages us to do, all right? So I said all of that to say CMB Visions, you're now on our radar. We're looking for what you're doing in our community. We're looking to support you. And we can't wait for you to be on the show next week.
Yes, I'm super excited. Thank you so much for having me on. I feel privileged and I'm honored to be a part of this, to be able to partner up with you. And I know that the CMB family as well, I know they're all listening and they're all proud of us being able to just let people from down south know that we are here. We've been around
That's
for
right.
16 years and not that many people know about us. We have after school programs that are amazing. They're amazing after school programs for elementary students. We have resources. We have basically anything that to help out, we can help out in some way, shape or form. Even if
Absolutely.
It's by numbers or referrals or whatever we can do is we basically put ourselves in people's shoes and we go that extra mile for them.
Wow. You know what, Ms. Vargas? I would encourage you. I don't know how much time you have, but I would encourage you to check out the rest of the show if you can, or at least listen in a little bit, because there's a teen summit that's going to be coming up down south, the first ever domestic violence awareness teen summit, Love is Not Abuse. They're actually our featured guests for tonight's show. And this will be something that I think your students or your teens may be interested in attending. And once you just listening, you'll be able to hear, you know, the nature of why it's so important for our organizations here in this area to lock arms, to support one another through our community service. So if you, I don't know what you have going on, but if you can chime in for a little bit, and even after the show, I want to connect you with this organization's founder, Ms. Roberts, so you guys can stay connected, and she possibly can be a speaker or partner with you guys on some events expressing, you know, domestic violence awareness amongst the youth. So, connections made.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having
me. You're
welcome. I'm so happy for you. And I love Down South Radio. This is a blessing. Your goals, you, that's a blessing. Like, all of this, thank you. Thank you. I, from the bottom of my heart, and I gotta keep on blessing you and prospering you and your
thank you.
And your team members and everything that you guys are doing. This is amazing. So I'm so happy.
Thank you.
It wasn't a coincidence or anything. No, God literally wanted us to meet and to partner up. So I can't wait for the big things to come.
Me too. Thank you again, Ms. Vargas. And again, we invite you on the show. Thank you to CMB Vision for having your Sweet 16, for staying in there for the long haul, because we know some people in the community, they get started, but, you know, they can't hang it in there. But you hung in there for 16 whole years, CMB Visions. And I look forward to the great works that will continue to come out of your organization. All right. So now we are transitioning on to our featured guest of tonight. This is the Lady of Purple, okay? The lady, the marvelous Lady of Purple, who don't play any games. Okay, this is Miss Shonda Roberts of Pain to Purpose, who is doing her thing not only down south, but this message, this campaign is hitting families all across the world. We know somebody who has been affected by domestic violence, whether we play a dead ear to it or whether we're involved in it, some way, shape, or form, we need advocacy and we need support and programs that can empower not only the women involved, but also the men involved. So I'd like to introduce you to none other than the founder, the CEO of Pain to Purpose, Ms. Shonda Roberts. How are you?
I'm good, Toya.
I'm sorry. You know, I got to act crazy. Because you are.
You gave me goosebumps, literally. I'm like, you ain't talking about me, talking about somebody else. But thank you so much. You gave me goosebumps.
You're welcome. It's an honor to know you, and it's an honor to see what you are doing and to be a part of it any way that I can, whether it's, you know, eating the banana pudding that your husband cooked, or even though it's your recipe. From eating the banana pudding to being a part of the summit or donating when I can, I really appreciate a woman who has a vision and who is carrying it out. So to see that happening here in our community is very important. So I want to thank you again for doing that. And I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to let you tell me a little bit about Pain to Purpose in general, and then we're going to dive into the summit. So who is Ms. Roberts? What's up with this Pain to Purpose? And it's your time to shine.
Ms. Roberts is a survivor of domestic violence. I started this in 2015 with the purpose of starting an organization. I was just trying to give encouragement to women and living in domestic violence shelters. It was around Christmas time, and I know a lot of people do toys for tots or toy drives for kids, and I was like, well, what about the mothers and the women? They don't ever get anything because, you know, and as moms, you don't care because you want your child to be happy, but I wanted something to reach out to the moms. So it was December 11th, 2015 was my first giveaway. I'm sorry, December 2015, my first giveaway. And we donated new, slightly used purses, and we stuffed them with hygiene products, and we took them to the shelter. And we also put letters inside the purses of encouragement. We named the purses encouraging names like leader and fighter and overcomer, so that when the women pick up the purses, they'll have something positive on the purse and in the purse as well, so that it can be a constant reminder of who they are and what they were built for. Oh no, we're not built to be beat on, to be abused, to be hurt, to be disrespected. But we are queens, we are overcomers, we are fighters, we are victorious, we are leaders. You know, we have to constantly remind ourselves that even when you don't feel like it, let me remind you who you are. So that was my purpose of doing the purses and me doing the purses and meeting the women. But then it grew to me doing speaking engagements everywhere. And then also that inspired me also to do the Teen Summit, which we have coming up. It was an idea that I had last year when I decided to go full force with this nonprofit, and I decided I wanted to do it every year in October. I started going to a Teen Summit that Super Cindy used to have in the city of Liberty a while ago. And I said, we don't have any one of those down south. We don't have something like that down south. And also, my abuse started at 15 years old. And if someone would have poured into me, my abuse wouldn't have lasted to 23. And that was my purpose into having this Teen Summit, to pour into our children and to tell them, teach them healthy relationships and to teach them, you know, what signs to look for. Because, you know, at 15, 16, whatever, it's not cute for your boyfriend to be, or girlfriend, to be controlling you and telling you what to wear and where not to go and where to go and what to do and what not to do. We need to teach them that. And, you know, we think it's, kids think it's cute if they're controlling them because they feel they really want to be around them and they really must love them that much because they're checking your phone and checking your social media. And, you know, and that's not cute.
Excuse
that's,
me?
That's signs
excuse,
of,
excuse me? Excuse me, they did what? That's what's happening?
Yes, that's what's happening. That's what's going on, you know, and it's going on more than we want, than we know. And kids are not going to tell their parents
that
their boyfriend or girlfriend is controlling. Right. It's in the high school. It's in
that's
the middle
scary.
School. It's happening. And we need to not only talk to the ones being abused, but the abusers as well, because no one is born to abuse anyone. You know, whether it's a learned behavior or it's a mental disorder, it needs to be nipped in the bud while they're young. If we let it go on till they become adults, that's going to fill up our prisons and our graveyards.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's staggering to hear these facts. Or these matter of facts and these actualities that are happening every day. I work in the school system, and I don't like the bullying conversation because the bullying conversation sometimes doesn't really get to the core of it all.
Right.
And you touched on it about the emotional and mental imbalances. If we don't deal with that aspect of health and on a holistic note in our communities, domestic violence, drug use, violence in general, senseless gun violence, all of these things are going to spawn from us not handling and not teaching a lifestyle of balance, you know, and, you know, it's such an obvious and plain and simple message that we skip over it, and then we think that, This though, that just happens. Kids just do that. No, those kids that just do that turn into adults that just do that. And then it becomes a culture. Now it's a culture. It gets into our music. So we can pinpoint mental and emotional imbalances all day in our culture. But if we don't allow the education, if we don't allow the awareness about balance and what that means and how do we evaluate things, what are my boundaries, what works for me, what doesn't work for me, what is a definite flag, you know, and we don't have the village approach anymore, and that's what I like about the Teen Summit, before I get ahead of myself. You know, we can't do it all just us as one individual. So that's why I really, I'm really looking forward to the Teen Summit, because it's a display of the village reassembling itself for a common cause, which is to empower the youth, specifically about relationships. So tell us, what is in store in regards to this Teen Summit of yours, and who you have lined up. What are your
visions?
What do you see? I know it's purple somewhere. I know purple goes somewhere, some bloom or something.
You know, that's my the Teen Summit, I'm excited as well. And I feel that every facilitator that I have conducting the breakout or facilitating the breakout sessions is what they do. And God kind of just lined it up that way. It wasn't hard to pick facilitators, and I thought that would be my hardest part, but I thank God for who he has put in there. So I have none other than Miss Latoya Bird, who is going to be talking to our children. Well, I don't know. We don't change our minds so much. But for right now, she's going to be talking to the kids about self-esteem. We have Pastor Robert Brooks. He's going to be talking to our kids about bullying. We have Tamisha Sexton, who's going to be talking to our children about teen dating violence and domestic violence. And, Lord, somebody's going to kill me. What is the last one?
They sure are. I'm about to pull a flyer up for you here.
Venus. We have Venus, psychiatric nurse, Venus Miller, is going to be talking to the kids about suicide and depression. And I decided to include all of these topics because I dealt with each topic going through high school as a teenager, middle school, high school. There were things that I dealt with. And I don't want to just only touch on teen dating and domestic violence, because once we have that many kids in the room at one time, I want to try to hit everything that we can, even if it's only for a few moments. We want to let them know that we know you're going through this and we're here to help you. I also want to encourage them to get help. We also have Cinnamon Key, who's going to be talking to the parents about the signs to look for in your kids if they may be going through any one of these problems or something else, and how to get them some help. So we have a lot of things lined up. We have some performers, some spoken word. We also have giveaways, and we have none other than the handsomest and sexiest chef on this side of Dade County, our certified chef, Mr. George Roberts himself. He will be serving hot and fresh cooked food for your kids and for the parents. So I'm praying that everyone comes out to receive and also to be served.
Wait a minute. It's not every day you have an event where you can receive and be served? Oh,
listen,
my goodness.
Okay, you better come.
So did she just change the summit game? She sure did. I love that you have such a huge vision. And ladies and gentlemen, whenever you get an opportunity to meet Ms. Shonda Roberts, just ask her about behind the scenes. What has to happen behind the scenes? In her mind, she sees it. She probably already planning something for 2020. Okay.
Yes.
Got the permits and everything. Got the permits and everything for you. What you doing 2020 October? So
listen,
to the organizers,
I was asking people about this year and last year. They were like, You still planning that? Yes. Are you still available? I want to plan.
Yes, and she will make you commit. You hear me? I'm blood, sweat, and tears. I'm mad at her. But I love the fact that you are keeping you're keeping your trials at hand while you're embracing your triumphs, because I think that's the missing link between our generation and, you know, well, not our generation, their generation, the younger generation. We can't even call them millennials. I don't even know what they call. But our younger babies and our generation and our moms, there's a disconnect because nobody wants to air their dirty laundry. Nobody wants to say what they went through. And then the children looking at you like, so you ain't go through none of this. So you, oh, so this is why I'm going to act like this is brand new, because you're acting like nothing ever happened to you. You're acting like you're perfect, and there's a disconnect because you're not being real with yourself, and you can't be real with me. This is why I can't talk to you. This is why I can't tell you somebody slapped the taste out of my mouth and they're just my boyfriend or they're just somebody who I go with at school. So parents, those of you that are listening, you want to make sure that you set up a atmosphere of welcoming conversations. Don't try to connive and be manipulative to your children. Be honest with them. Connect with them.
Right.
So that the communication can be seamless and it can flow. And you'll know when something's off. And sometimes you don't even have to say anything to your children. Sometimes you just go in their room and hug them, rub their feet, treat them like they're kings and queens, because they'll know a snake in the grass. They'll know when something off outside of the house, when interacting with other people. So you got to teach them what you know. You got to teach them what helped you survive. You have to teach them what almost made you drown.
And, you know, we can't, I know we can't protect them from everything and we can't save them from everything, but them feeling and finding love should not only be when they leave out of the house. You know, and I know kids, I have three teenagers, I swear, that were put on this earth to drive me absolutely insane. But I have to still love on them, much as I want to not, because I'm mad at them or whatever, I still walk by their room. Hey, you good? Like, yeah, Mom, good. Okay, I love you. I love you, too. We say I love you so much in the house, I think they believe it's part of our language. Because even when I'm done fussing at them for something that they've done, I try to remember to tell my kids I love them. Because my mom, I love her, but she worked so much that she was barely home. And because I was, you know, molested at 4 years old, and I believe that was the foundation of all the bad relationships that happened afterwards. And I vow, and I believe it made me overprotective as a parent, but I'd rather have them overprotected than underprotected, because I always in their business trying to find out who, what, when, why, where, and how. I keep them constantly a part of Pain to Purpose because I don't want my boys putting their hands on anyone or, you know, being abused themselves, neither for my daughter. And I want them to understand what mommy went through so that they will know. And they know how to pick up on the signs and they know how to deal with it or talk about it. They always, my kids always get on me for talking about something that may not necessarily involve me, but it's not right. So I'm like, well, it's not right. Somebody got to speak up. You know what I mean? Somebody has to say something. You can't just let it.
Well, so what
on.
They saying, Ma, that ain't got nothing to do with you, Ma.
Right.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Ma, no, Ma. You know, so I'm not saying I jump at everything, but if it's something I feel I can handle, even if it's an email to somebody or a phone call or something, I'm going to say something because somebody has to be your voice. I was watching Ayanna the other day, and she was talking about to these men who were sexually molested as children, and these men are growing up hurting or having sexual problems or because they never got their situation dealt with. And the one thing she said was, I wrote it down because I've been using it ever since. She said, our voices are our ultimate weapon. And when we don't use our voices, we enable our abuser to keep doing what they're doing. We have to use our voice. Your voice has power. And if we teach these kids how to speak up and how to look out for each other and how to help each other, when you see someone bullying someone else, say something. Don't just laugh it off or let that child keep getting bullied. You have to say something. So that's my whole purpose in doing it. And while we're talking, Cinnamon Key, she's the therapist is going to be talking to the parents. She's on the line. So I would like her just to touch on what she's going to talk to the parents about, if that's okay.
That is okay. Do you know her last four digits?
6397, I believe it is.
All right. We have the therapist of the Teen Summit event on the line with us. We thank you so much for being on. Please state your name.
My name is Cinnamon Key.
Yes, Miss Cinnamon Key. How are you? Listen. I'm sorry. You can tell I'm a fool, right? So I'm really excited about you specifically because you have the clinical background to talk about mental and emotional states and balance in our lives. And that's huge for me. It's so important to have this piece of the conversation, a part of the solution and a part of the evening, a part of the event, because I feel like we shy away from it. Do you find that a lot when dealing with parents and dealing with teens?
I do often. It's difficult a lot of times, and I just want to say that I thoroughly appreciate Shonda Roberts for seeing something in me to even ask me to be part of this event, because I work with parents often, and I am considered a translator between the teens and the parents, and a lot of times it's difficult for a parent to, first of all, accept that there may be something, quote-unquote, wrong with their child, and then identifying what is it, and then identifying that what do I do about it. Those are heavy, heavy questions. A lot of that has to do with acceptance, and thank God we're in a society where nobody professes to be perfect. Imperfection is popular, and that's a good thing. So if you've got an imperfection or a child that's imperfect, that's no longer as taboo as it used to be. However, that still does not mean that growing up, we or anyone before us received any sort of training or tips on it, what to look for. If we see a change in behavior in our child or a change in demeanor, what specifically to look for? Because some of it is indeed the fact that they're a teenager. Some of it is indeed hormonal, but some of it could be related to a situation that has occurred in their life, like the dating violence that many teens experience so regularly that some of them think it's a part of life and it's supposed to happen. How do you as a parent even know that that is something that might be affecting your child? How do you, what are some of the signs to look for? And so in working with parents for so many years and for so long, I've come up with three key points, because I can't give you, look for these 20 things. That's a lot to look for while you're trying to feed them, clothe them, make sure they, you know, got their attitude together, make sure they got their homework right, make sure they done turned in their project on time. That is a lot. If I'm not going to give you a checklist of 20 items. That's too much to look for in anybody. But so I've narrowed it down to three main items, as you will see, as therapists look at when we actually look to diagnose different mood disorders and different anxieties and depressions and things of that nature, grief even, things that we as therapists look for, that I've made it simple enough for parents to be able to swallow that and say, okay, these are things that I need to look for. And if I see a sign of any of these things, I may need to get my child in to somebody who can help. Same as if you see a child with a stomach virus that lasts a little bit longer than it should, you get them into a medical professional's office as soon as you can. Same thing with their mental and emotional health and their behavioral health. If there are some signs that are lasting a little longer than they should, we need to get them into a medical professional, you know, get them seen by somebody who can help me help my child.
Okay, awesome. And so what are those three things?
Well, now you got to come on the 21st to hear that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was like, well, I'm taking notes and everything.
Right. She had me too.
I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
Like, I'm not going to be there. I'm sitting here waiting, but I'm
ooh,
yeah.
That's a perfect teaser. That's a perfect teaser, Miss Key, because I'm like, you know what? I feel that the parents who get a taste of, you know, your presentation and what you're going to bring to the table, I'm interested to find out if they may be able to identify their own relational issues, you know, as mm-hmm. they're seeking to help their children. Have you had that happen in the past where parents have come to you with issues for the children and then ended up seeking help for themselves and identifying that they are also in need of some services or help?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes they're mutually exclusive, but not often. Oftentimes, because if you think about it, what if your child is going through something and you don't know how to deal with that? That could cause a sense of depression in the parent. And now you've got a set of things that you're trying to juggle on top of what you were already trying to juggle that you may need mm-hmm. to talk to someone as well. There may be a familial situation where if there is, since we're talking specifically about teen violence, dating violence, domestic violence, some of those things begin with harassment and molestation young, whether the person who's perpetrating it received that molestation or now they're passing that molestation on to someone else, whether they were the victim or the perpetrator. And so now that could have been at the hands of another family member. Now we're talking about familial therapy that needs to happen across the board. So it could be simple or it could be multi-tiered. It could be relational between the child or I'll say parent or guardian, because not everyone mm-hmm. is a biological parent. It could be a guardian, a grandparent, a godparent, an aunt. We're not sure. So I won't make an assumption on someone's, you know, household. But here you have this parent or guardian that has this child with this issue that could have started 8 years prior. Let's say they're 14 years old, but something happened when they were six at the hands
of... The infraction happened when they were younger.
Right,
okay.
Exactly, but it's manifesting now at the age of 14. What in the world do I do with that? Oftentimes when I work with parents in those situations, an insane sense of guilt, I mean, it's immense sense of guilt comes over the parent that why couldn't I protect my child back when they were six? So it becomes layered. Even if it doesn't come layered, it can become layered. So, yes, to answer your question, I do see that often. And one thing I try to help parents understand is, oh, so you found out you weren't perfect? Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. Just so you know, this club is full of everybody because none of us get it right. It's okay. It's okay. We can work this out. We can get through this. Let me help you get through it. I, as a therapist, I'm not here to do it for you, but I can help give you tools and tactics and tricks and tips to help you and your family get through this particular moment that may be difficult.
Wow. Let me go to my live audience and give you a round of applause. and then I need to say, where do I sign up?
You can sign up on our website.
I need to sign up for services for myself.
Oh, sorry, I'm about to give that information.
I need services for myself. I'm sorry, but yes, Sunda, in the show description, if you're listening in the show description, I do have a link to Pain of Purpose.
Okay.
There you can just click on it. But Shonda, go ahead and give how they can get to register for the event, because we have to hear more from Miss Key. Okay.
Yes. I'm telling you, she just drew me in. I'm riding like, wow, I'm so glad I know her. But the website is pain2purpose76.org. Look under events and you will see the flyer for the Teen Summit. Registration is recommended, but it's not required. You can come if you do not register. It's for us to have a head count of who's coming, and especially for groups. If you're bringing a group, because there are people that are bringing groups with them, like mentor programs and stuff. If you're bringing a group, sign up or let me know. You can call us at 305-791-3417. Registration will start at 9 o'clock. And the event will begin at 10. And I promise I'm going to try my hardest to start on time.
All right, now. You know how we do.
Right.
we do everything on purple, color purple, because purple represents pain
right.
purpose. Okay. Thank you so much, Miss Key, Miss Cinnamon Key, for chiming in. I know we have, like, a whole host of presenters that are going to be doing breakout sessions with the youth.
Wait a minute, I'm so sorry. I forgot about our host. How could I have forgotten about our host? Mr. Sylvester Pookie Britton himself will be hosting our Teen Summit. A funny comedian, funny guy. He will be hosting our Teen Summit for our kids. I'm so glad I forgot about to mention him.
That's totally okay. I did see him on the flyer. He is very funny. Guys, make sure you look at the show description image. It is a flyer of the event, and I look forward to it. And I need to figure out, Shonda, what I need to do at my school to see about getting, like, groups going over there. So if we can talk after the show, if we can talk on Monday, so we can get some busloads or something.
Okay.
If you're listening in on the show, please chime in with your local basketball team, your local cheerleader, dance team. I don't know if you got with some of the people from the park, Shonda, to make sure that some of the park kids are going to be there. My mind's just going all over the place. Some of the churches that you may have personal contacts with, so we can really get the youth in there, because they need it and they need to see something going on in our community for them. And some kind of way we have to continue this ongoing engagement. And I'm looking forward to being a part of it. And just helping out the best way that I can. I'm really excited to do whatever you need me to do at the summit, whether I talk to the kids or to the parents, whoever. The platform is inviting, and it's going to provide some healing, I feel, for our community. Don't you think
so? Yes, I hope so. I pray that is one of my goals. I pray that it even sparks conversation between parents, and also, you know, have the kids to, like I said before, know it's okay to speak up, to say something, to go to help, go to someone for help, to say, hey, mom, I'm not, you know, something's wrong. You know, mom, I hit my girlfriend, or mom, I hit my boyfriend. I think I may need help. Or mom, I'm depressed today, or I'm noticing I'm sad all the time, or, you know, I'm hoping it opens the door for communication between kids and their parents. Or, you know, educated at the school, or counselors. And another reason why I had this idea is because when I watched 13 Reasons Why, and I watched that this child, the young girl who committed suicide, and how many people in her life failed her, and how she wanted to reach out for help, either she didn't or felt she couldn't, and how many things happened to her to lead her
to committing suicide. And that I was like, oh, God, you know, what if that happens to my child? Maybe she tried to talk to me and I'm on the phone and I brushed her away. You know what I mean? Like Cinnamon says, we're not perfect. But something so simple as your child wants to say something to you and you're on your phone and you say, hold on a minute, could be that moment they needed your attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also, so I want to make sure kids are talking to their parents and make sure parents are, you know, being attentive to their kids. And I know I'm a parent. It's busy. I have, you know, I'm all over the place every day. I'm coming back from a seminar right now. I just walked in my house and sat down talking about domestic violence. Every chance I can talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. And so,
right,
you know, that was one of the reasons why I wanted the summit, just so the kids can have, maybe feel more free to talk about it with their parents and vice versa.
Well, I definitely look forward to intertwining What's Bigger Than Beef to the platform, because I feel sometimes parents don't realize when they initiate the beef, when they initiate the static. Or vice versa, when the kids may initiate it and may not realize it, and that taints the lines of communication.
Right.
So I can't come to you. I can't, because you aggravated me. You yelled at me because of the shoe. Like, these little things, and we forget that we are human and that we are sensitive, so we do need to create that checks and balance when it comes to the people who we interact with on a daily basis, who are the parents and the children, who are the guardians and the children. So we have to do a bit of restructuring when it comes to relations, period.
Right.
Especially with our loved ones. And I think that's what the summit is going to do. I feel that very deeply, and I look forward to all the fun. You could put my plate to the side, you know me, but you could put my plate to the side. Am I putting to the side?
Of course.
Well,
of course.
I do want to thank you and Ms. Key, Ms. Cinnamon Key, for being on the line. Thank you also. Oh, we got to get you connected with CMB Visions, who was on earlier. I don't know if you got a chance to chime in to hear them,
yes,
but they are a nonprofit. Yeah, I'm going to get you her contact information so you all can connect, because we probably can have some of their kids come out to the summit, and then you also be a network to them, because I know their programs focus on certain things. However, domestic violence is happening with teens, so I definitely want you all to connect. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. You definitely need to get to Pain of Purpose 76.org. That's Pain, the number 2, Purpose 76.org. So you can go to events and check out the Teen Summit details. All right, and if you haven't done so, make sure you check out Good News Schools. This upcoming week we'll be dropping our October issue, first issue since Irma, honey. She disrupted everything, but we're getting back on track, and it's going to be a very culturally diverse issue. Has some awesome new contributing writers. Looking forward to showcasing that to you all, and we will be here same time, same place next week. Alright have to mention, there is a pink celebration celebrating the cure, those that have survived cancer, those that are going through cancer. PHP Agency will be hosting a event at 6030 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, Florida, and that's this Thursday at 7. I know Pink Hearts is going to be in the building. I would like to connect with any other organization who deals with cancer, or any organization that just want to come out. It is a fundraiser. They will be raising funds for cancer organizations. All right. And, again, that's 6030 Hollywood Boulevard. That's this upcoming Thursday at 7 p.m. I'll be in the building with my pink Afro prints, okay, African prints in the building. So come and show off your support for the cure.
All right. And I won't go there because I'm like, why is we celebrating the disease or is we celebrating the cure? What are we doing? So know what you're doing this October with breast cancer awareness because I'm celebrating the cure. All right. So if you have any questions or comments, get in contact with me at 786-972-8695. Peace and blessings. Ms. Roberts, did you have anything you wanted to close out with?
No, that's it. Just parents, come on out. Stay with your kids. That was something for you as well.
That's right. And it's going to be taking place at Gould's Park, ladies and gentlemen. That's this upcoming Saturday from 10 to 2. You need to be there early. Ms. Shonda said be in the parking lot by 8. Mm-hmm.
It's from 9 to 3, but it's okay.
I mean, 9 to 3. So make sure you're in the building.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
Oh, okay. So we are ready to ride out. Thank you guys for chiming in. I appreciate all the supporters and the listeners. But you know what time it is. It is time to go. We going out of here down south style. Peace and blessings, everyone. Check us out next week where we'll be featuring CMB Unlimited Inc. All right. Peace to you. All right, Miss Purple. We'll talk to you at the summit. Good night.